If you're looking for a great place for your annual golf outing, a weekend golf getaway, or just a round of golf with your buddies, then Salt Creek Golf Retreat is just what you're looking for. Centrally located in Nashville, Indiana, just south of Indianapolis and west of Cincinnati, this challenging but fair 18-hole golf course appeals to all skill levels, and its scenic views of rolling hills and tree-lined fairways are sure to make golfing memories for years to come. Owned and operated by former Purdue and New York Giants fullback Randy Manier, Salt Creek Golf Retreat offers stay-and-play packages that include golf and a fully furnished one- or two-bedroom condo. After your round, be sure to stop by the 19th Hole Sports Bar and Restaurant for great food, fun, and drinks. Randy and his staff will treat you like family. For more information, log on to saltcreekgolf.com. That's saltcreekgolf.com. Or give them a call at 812-558-5944. Salt Creek Golf Retreat. Start making your golfing memories today. Former NFL quarterback Drew Bledsoe, owning a winery has been a long-time aspiration that would allow him to combine his passion for fine wines and love of his hometown, the Walla Walla Valley. Drew returned in 2007 to plant his original estate vineyard, McQueen, on the southern end of the Walla Walla Valley. The following year, Drew launched Doubleback, an estate-focused winery with the goal to produce world-class Cabernet Sauvignon. Since the very first release, the 2007 Cabernet Sauvignon, Doubleback has received numerous accolades, including a spot on the Wine Spectre's Top 100 list. Drew's vision, brought to life by winemaker Josh McDaniels, remains to be a premium wine experience, completely focused on quality. To further assist the vision of high-quality, estate-focused wine, Drew has acquired and planted 4 estate vineyards in the Walla Walla Valley, and recently broke ground on the future home of Doubleback Winery, which will open in 2018. Drew is committed to using only the most sustainable, superlative winemaking practices to ensure that Doubleback will be one of the best bottles of wine you will drink. We invite you to learn more about Doubleback and sign up for our mailing list at doubleback.com. That's doubleback.com.
Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Stay local, Chris, and keep it here in New England because I finally got around to looking at the current Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominees and checked out the Patriots nominee. And there's so many things up here in New England. When your name's Brady and Gronkowski, they get most of the ink, Chris, and for good reason, but off the field, looking at some of the things tackle Nate Solder has done, and it just will blow your mind, Chris. As you remember, this guy was a guy who fought cancer himself back in 2014. He had testicular cancer and beat it, and of course later found out that his one-year-old son had kidney cancer, and I guess he continues to undergo chemo for that. It's an unbelievable story. But Nate is in the perfect position, Chris, to do the things he does. Obviously, he's very involved. You always see him visiting the Boston Children's Hospital up here, the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, always doing things like that. But one of the latest things he's done was pretty cool. He once, back in 2013, he heard an advertisement for something called Fresh Truck, which is a Boston-based outfit, Chris, that gets old school buses, believe it or not, and loads them with healthy foods and gets them into neighborhoods where there's really no healthy foods. And uh, it, it it doesn't get a lot of ink, but it's an amazing little joint effort up here. And Nate has since joined the board of directors for that, and he is very devoted to that with all the other things he does. But he's also, again, he's been very active, Chris, in the Jimmy Fund Telethon. You'll see him during the Red Sox seasons, and does a lot in support of Joe Andruzzi's foundation. That's another cancer-based organization. But I can go on and on, and that's why he is one of the honorees this year. And as you and I talk about all the time, any of these guys deserve to pick their name out of a hat who should win the award. But seven season with the Patriots, and this is guys as much of a hero as anyone on that team. So congrats to Nate Solder.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great story, Bob. And, Bob, because of the conversation tonight with Gay Culverhouse and talking about concussions, I wanted to put my spotlight on the Steelers organization and really about the Chuck Knoll Foundation that the Steelers organization helped originally fund to get off the ground. And the Chuck Knoll Foundation is designed for brain injury research. So, like I say, the Steelers gave $1 million to get that thing going. The foundation was created to support continued research and education regarding brain injuries and the treatment of sports-related concussions. Merrill Hodge, by which you know, played with the Steelers for many years, suffered multiple concussions while he was, you know, a member of the Steelers and played in the NFL. And he's a member of the board's, the foundation's board of directors. And the organization felt like it was pretty critical to have a former player serving on the board, just, you know, to provide input and talk about research and funding and all of those sorts of things. And as I learned, as I continued to read about it, Bob, the Pittsburgh region has become a leading center for research and treatment of sports-related concussion injuries, really highlighted by UPMC Sports Medicine and Concussion Program right there at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. So they do a lot of research, and they're a respected program, you know, across the, not only across the country, but around the world for how to treat sports concussions. Art Rooney II talked about how, you know, the Steelers are committed to the science of brain research for, you know, their current players, their former players, plus, you know, people from, like I say, around the world and, you know, around the Pittsburgh area, you know, kids that are dealing with brain injuries, kids dealing with sports concussions, like Gabe talked about, you know, kids down at the junior level, at the high school level, they're also dealing with injuries. These aren't just, you know, college and pro athletes, right? I mean, kids at all levels. Whether you're playing football, you're playing hockey, you're playing soccer, whatever you're playing, they all deal with sports-related concussions. So Art Rooney II really, you know, getting the Steelers involved and trying to help all of those folks, whatever they're dealing with. So you know, I wanted to put the spotlight, Bob, on the Steelers because they're not just sitting back waiting for the NFL or somebody else to start doing this research, to start, you know, helping with treating concussions. They're taking money out of their own wallets, funding the research at these top hospitals around the country, recognizing that concussions are a big problem. And if football is going to have a future, there's going to have to be a better way to not only treat the players, but help protect them as well. So my spotlight goes on the Chuck Knoll Foundation and the Steelers for doing what they're doing, Bob.
Yeah, but that's a great point. We hate to bring it up all the time, but the whole concussion and CTE, Chris, it's a major problem. And you would think that NFL teams, if they want to see a future 15, 20 years down the road, they're going to have to address this. And kudos to the Steelers for taking a leading hand in this.
All right, Bob, it is time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Randy Manier, Tony Collins, Jonathan Wells, Dominic Rhodes, and Gay Culverhouse for joining us tonight. And, Bob, as always, thank you for sharing my Thursday nights. Always a lot of fun with when we get together.
Yeah, same here, Chris. I enjoy working with you, as you know, and we had a lot of fun there, a lot of good energy level tonight. And what do you say we do it again next week?
Yeah, indeed we shall. So joining us next week is going to be former Oilers and Redskins defensive back Chris Dishman. He'll be back with us, as will a former pair of Falcons and Rams quarterbacks, and Chris Miller and Steve Barkowski. Looking forward to catching up with both of those guys. We'll get a TNT debut from former Falcons, Broncos, and Seahawks wide receiver Mike Pritchard. And, of course, Tony Collins will be back with us to go through our conference championship picks. So we hope you'll come back and join us and be a part of the show. We're going to have a great time. It looks like, you know, a great group of guests that we're really looking forward to sharing with you next week. I want to remind everybody, how can you follow us? out on social media. Well, please visit our page on Facebook. Give us a like. We've got a page there for Thursday Night Tailgate, and that like's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you're going to be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we have links to stream us as a podcast through our page over on Podbean. And please, go check us out on Podbean.com or download the Podbean app, and you can stream us, like I say, as a podcast right there on your mobile phone, so you can take us with you everywhere you go. On Twitter, you can follow me. I'm at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzeri, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
All right, Chris. We'll talk next week. And we want to thank our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he does with our intro and ads. And to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for our upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, thank you to everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Until next week, good night, Kevin. Good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end.